deserted her elderly husband for weeks at a time. The day came when he permanently forbade her to leave the place without him. For a time, she submitted. For although a woman of uncommon independence of spirit, it was not until 1740 that she broke free from traditions and astonished the island of Nevis. She shut herself up with her books and needlework, attended to her house and domestic negroes with the precision of long habit, saw her friends when she could, and endured the extractions of her husband with only an occasional but mighty outburst. It was in these unhappy conditions that Rachel Fawcett was born. Take a break.